Today we're going to explore fathers.
大家早安，今天我们要来谈父亲节。
Yeah, today is a very special day. Mothers, you've got your day, now it's our turn.
今天是一个很特别日子，那个大家都已经过过母亲节，妈妈已经过过了，所以今天是换爸爸来过了。
Some of you have 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5, 6 children.
有些人呢，可能有一个、两个、三个、四个，甚至五六个小孩。
And I want to express my gratitude to all fathers here today.
我要跟所有的父亲来表达我的感谢。
Some of you might not have biological children.
有些父亲可能没有那个自己没有生小孩。
But you mentor children, you teach children, and you may even work with college students.
但是呢，你可能会教导一些小孩，比方说是你的学校学生，或者是教会里面弟兄姐妹。
In some way or form, many of us father.
所以就是有时候可能是你亲生的孩子，有些时候可能是你自己亲自教导的孩子。那我们可能很多人都是父亲。
Now I have a special video for you today, and you might not understand it, so I'm going to try to explain it a little bit, but it's definitely going to wake you up.
那个我们现在会有一小段那个影片，那也许不一定能够很了解，但是我相信就是大家都会醒过来。
This video kind of celebrates who dads are.
这个影片呢是来庆祝关于父亲。
And I'll let that play if you can turn the lights off too.
所以请那个把灯关掉。
Maybe start it over again. Of course, the sound works, so only when you need it does it not work on the sound system.
Check me. Gas station glasses.
We'll give it one more try. This is dad life.
How we live 24/7, 365. Check me. Gas station glasses. Don't care what the masses think about me with my sweet goatee. I'm rocking my Dockers with a cuff and a crease. I got that St. John's Bay and the clip for my piece. I look nice. I got dozens of dollars and that's right. It goes straight to my daughters and my wife.I'm a miracle dad, making magic with the checkbook is the talent I have. I roll hard in the yard with a 60-inch cut. Zero turn radius, my neighbors say, what? They be driving by, peeping my landscape. Yo, these greens got nothing on my manscape. Hydrangea, begonia, crepe myrtle,
ornamental turtle.
Hold up.Is that a weed in my fescue? Aw, no. Round up to the rest.
It's the dad life. It's the dad life. Take my daddy to the body. It's the dad life. It's the dad life. It's
the minivan. We splishy splashy for an hour or two, then it's back to the house,
yeah.
Prepping for the barbecue.
Brats, dogs, raccoons, whatever. Get me on the Weber, man, nobody does it better. Call me Lord of the Grill, I'm king of the coals. Nana's secret recipe, you know how I roll.
1080p, 16:9. I'm rocking man cave status with a screen like mine. Keep your peanut butter hands off my 50-inch Vizio. Pop up the corn, roll the Disney video.
We got a lady, Jasmine, Abu, the genie. With kids like mine, everybody wants to be me.
Sing the nightlife song and then it's off to bed.
This is the dad life,
no more to be said. It's the dad life,
hey.
It's the dad life.
Oh.
Get the mall, coach and ball. It's the dad life, it's the dad life,
hey.
It's the dad life.
Oh.
Playing rough, fixing stuff. It's the dad life, it's the dad life, it's the dad life. Yeah, you know how we do it, it's the dad life.
I don't know how that grabbed you, but I thought it was funny. We're going to celebrate with a few different dads, and we can't give out gifts for everybody, but we want to celebrate a few of the dads here. And to start, I want to talk about the dads with the most grandkids. So if you have five or more grandkids, I want you to stand.
我们请那个在场有五个以上的孙子的父亲请站起来。我们今天那个要庆祝父亲节，那父亲很多种嘛，所以请先从那个有祖有孙子的祖父先起立，可以吗
？Okay, if you have four grandkids.
有四个孙子的请。
I know people have grandkids.
我知道这边有人有孙子。
Okay, stand up and tell how many grandkids you have.
请站起来告诉我们你有几个孙子。
9个。
Alright. Alright, come up, I have a gift for him.
还有一个礼物要送给你。
You're welcome. And that's a screwdriver set, so Dad can be extra handy.
那个是一组那个工具，所以会非常的方便。Now
I want to hear who has the most children.
谁有最多小孩在这里？
And I can't give gifts out to the same person.
但是不能给同样那位父亲。If
you have five children, stand.
有五个小孩的吗？请起立。Six. 六个。
Okay, we'll start with who has four children?
有没有谁有四个小孩?
Four children. Okay, four. Do I hear more than four?
有没有谁比四个小孩更多的?
Okay, four children. All right. And this is a screwdriver set for you. Yeah, this is for your regular children.
这是给你的。
Yes. There's a little competition going.
我们现在开始比赛。Okay.
Now, I want to see who has served in the military?
有没有谁在那个军中服过役的?
The U.S. military.
是美国的军队。
We don't have our... Tim is not here today. Well, who has served in the military? Raise your hand.
谁有服过兵请举手好吗?
In Taiwan or China.
在台湾或中国都可以。
Okay, okay. And if you serve more than 3 years in the military, raise your hand.
有没有谁在军中服役超过三年的?
Okay. If you serve more than... Okay, so more than 3 years. Has anybody else served more than 3 years?
还有没有谁...
Okay. Well, come on up.
请过来.
Do you see? This is a hammer and level. Okay. Okay. It's for father stuff. Yes. But we'll make sure we get you on Mother's Day. Okay. Now this is the last one. This is the big grand finale gift.
这是那个最终决赛。
And dads don't mind telling how old they are.
我相信爸爸应该都不会介意他们到底有多老。
If you are 85 or older, raise your hand.
有没有谁是85岁以上? 请举手。
85岁以上。 85 or older. Okay. And you're the only one, right?
这只有这一位吗?
Okay.
还有没有其他人?
We have a special gift for you. We have a 105 multi-purpose tool bag.
我们有一组非常特别的礼物要送你。
Yes, congratulations. So, and you can have your son or your grandkids do that too.
所以你可以跟你的儿子还有孙子一起来玩。
But that's a nice tool set. Okay, but today, on a more serious note, we're going to talk about fathers and how our society views fathers, at least in America.
我们现在要回到一个比较严肃的话题，我们今天要来讨论那个父亲，还有我们这个社会是怎么看父亲，至少是美国社会怎么看父亲。
Many times in our society, the fathers are portrayed as passive, fumbling fathers in TV and movies.
很多时候呢，我们在电视上跟在电影上面看到父亲的形象总是就是囊囊唱唱的，然后很被动的。
And there's nothing further from God's plan than to see fathers portrayed this way.
但是呢，这样子形象的父亲，其实跟上帝他原来对父亲的计划是完全不一样的。
Many fathers have become detached, distant, and passive.
很多父亲呢，都已经变得非常的疏离，然后非常遥远，而且非常被动。
So we're going to look at three important aspects that we're going to talk about today.
所以呢，今天我们要来看三个很重要的面向。
We're going to talk about the marriage.
我们来谈婚姻。
We're going to talk about raising our children.
我们来谈教养你的小孩。
Or maybe your grandchildren.
或者是你的孙子。
We're going to talk about living a godly life and leading in our churches.
我们也要来谈如何过一个圣洁的生活，然后还有在我们的教会来担当一个领导者的角色。
And sometimes people put marriage and children together, but I've purposely separated those two for obvious reasons.
有些人会把婚姻跟小孩就是放在一起谈，可是我今天就是刻意要把这两件事情来分开。
The first point is marriage.
首先我们要来谈的是婚姻。
There's a famous quote by Martin Luther.
马丁路德博士他对于婚姻有一个非常有名的说法。
It says, "Let the wife make the husband glad to come home, and let him make her sorry to see him leave."
让就是太太呢，就是在太太应该让先生很高兴能够回到家，然后先生应该让太太在看到他离开的时候觉得很难过。
We're going to look at 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
我们来看一下那个彼得前书三章七节。
So men, we want to lift up our... Yeah, okay.
对不起，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Okay. But today I want you to think about, guys, when you were first dating your wife.
我要就是在场的男士来回想一下你们当初第一次跟太太约会的时候的状况。
Or courting her.
或者是在追求她的时候。
You were such a suave, cool guy.
你是一个这么酷、这么帅的家伙。
You always bought her flowers and chocolates and nice gifts.
你会买花、巧克力，然后很好的礼物给她。
I remember I would even type papers for Karen's nursing school.
我甚至记得就是我会帮我太太她在护理学校的她在护理学校上课的时候我甚至会帮她打功课打报告。
Now she had them all written out. I would just type them. I had a laptop in 1992, which made me a pretty cool guy.
其实基本上是我太太会把她的功课、她的 paper 都写好。那但是我会帮她打字，因为呢，即使是在1992年，我就已经有一台那个手提电脑。那我那时候其实真的是很酷的。
And we would sit and talk until 3 or 4 in the morning, drinking coffee that we didn't really like.
所以那个我跟我太太呢，我们两个人会喝咖，我们会一直聊聊到半夜3、4点，然后我们又会一边喝咖啡。那虽然说咖啡其实我们并不是很喜欢喝。
And guys, we didn't have trouble leading. We knew exactly how the date was going to take place. The time, the movie, maybe walking to the park afterwards. We had it all planned out.
所以呢，基本上，那个男士其实没有什么，就是男士对于领导其实就是是很顺理成章的很顺理成章的。我们都知道要怎么样安排我们的约会，我们要知道看什么电影，在哪里吃晚餐，然后可能最后还会去公园逛一下。
But then something happened.
然后呢？可是有事情发生了。
We had children.
然后我们就有小孩了。
And things got in the way of all those fancy gifts and those nice walks in the park and the movies.
所以呢，小孩就变成我们这些非常浪漫的约会、浪漫的礼物、很好的花这些的阻碍，这样子。
And many relationships become complacent.
然后呢，很多关系就变得好像就是很冷淡这样子。
Or better yet said, we become complacent in our relationships.
然后我们就对于我们的关系就是这个现状感到就满足了，就觉得这样就可以了。
But I want to encourage you men to court, to flirt, to date, to encourage, and to love your wives.
但是呢，我要鼓励我们在场男士，还是要就是去追求你的太太，要跟她打情骂俏，要跟她约会，要鼓励她，要爱她。
When you dated them, you pursued them, and they still need to be pursued.
当你在跟他们约会的时候，你就是在追求他们。那其实你的太太还是需要被你追求的。
We'll look at Colossians 3:19.
我们来看哥罗西书3:19.
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Husbands, you need to provide for your wives.
丈夫们要供应你的妻子。
And I would say most of the congregation, I'm sure, doesn't have a problem with providing for their families.
我相信那个我们在场的大部分会众应该对于供养自己的妻子没有什么问题才对。
And I'm not saying it's not difficult. Some people I know are out of work.But I know that the heart is to provide for our families.
我不是说这那个供应自己的妻子是一件很简单的事，因为我知道有些人是没有工作的。但是我相信，即使没有工作，你们的期望还是希望能够供养自己的妻子。
We see in 1 Timothy 5:8, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
提摩太前书。5:8, 人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
Men, we need to love our wives as we love ourselves.
各位男士，要爱妻子如同爱自己。
We look at Ephesians 5:28-29.
我们来看以弗所书5:28-29.
In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and he cares for it.
同样的，丈夫也应该要爱自己的妻子，就像爱自己的身体一样。对不起，我还没有翻到那个圣经的部分。因为没有人会恨恶自己的身体而是会看顾并且照顾自己的身体。
Now I want to talk a little bit about the marriage, and this part is for the ladies.
我们要来再多谈一点婚姻。那这次我们先要谈的是跟妻子有关的。
If you don't know this, and many wives do know this and understand it, but one of the biggest, most important things for a man is to have respect.
对于男士来说，男士最需要的其实就是尊敬。
And to have that respect from his wife.
I'm sorry. 哦，对不起，那个是他们需要的尊敬，特别是要从他太太来的尊敬。
It is all. It's actually way more important than it is for most women to have respect.
男士需要尊敬的程度比太太需要尊敬程度还要更大。
But a woman also needs to be held in high regard.
当然，那个女人还是需要，也是一样需要被尊敬的。
And we're going to look at this in Scripture, Ephesians 5:33.
我们来看以弗所书五章三十三节。
It says, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
就是不好意思，我现在没有翻到圣经。就是那个每个人都要爱自己的太太，然后妻子也需要尊敬自己的先生。
But I want to underline a part where it says, he must love his wife as he loves himself.
但是现在我在这里要特别强调一句经文，就是丈夫必须要爱自己的太太，就像他爱自己一样。
So men, we've got to love our wives. We don't have a problem loving ourselves.
所以那个男士们，我们要爱太太。当然，我们对于爱自己其实一点问题都没有，对不对
？And the wife must respect her husband.
然后太太要尊敬自己的先生。
It doesn't say if he does all the right things, then I'll give him the respect.
经文并没有说，如果丈夫把所有事情都做好了，我才要尊敬他。
But you say, Pastor, you don't know my husband. He comes home and he grabs the remote and he watches TV.
然后可能你会抗议说，哎，牧师，等一下，那个你不知道我丈夫他的状况，他的样子有多糟糕。他每次回到家，他第一件事情就是把那个电视遥控器抓起来，开始看电视。
Or he reads the newspaper.
或者是他就是看报纸。
Men.You need to spend time with your wives.
各位男士，你们要花时间跟太太相处。
You will regret spending your time watching TV and reading the newspaper.
你会，如果你只是把时间花在看电视跟看报纸上面，你会后悔。
But you'll never regret spending time with your wife.
但是如果你把时间花在跟太太相处的话，你绝对不会后悔。
Ephesians 5:22.Says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
以弗所书五章二十二节说，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
And this submit does not mean that he is greater or better.
顺服的意思并不是说你的先生就比你要大，或是比你来的更好。
This is talking about a role in the home.
这在谈的是在家中的角色。
Wives, your submission needs to be in the same way or equivalent to submitting to Christ.
妻子们的顺服必须要跟你顺服，对于上帝的顺服是要一样的，一致的。
Now, guys, that puts a heavy responsibility on us if they are submitting to us as they would Christ.
各位男士，我知道，就是如果你的太太，在顺服你的时候，就像在顺服上帝是一样的，那这是对你来说是一个很大的负担。
We need to make sure that we deserve the respect that we desire.
我们必须要确定说，我们，跟我们所得到的尊敬是相称的。
But the submission, as I said earlier, is not lesser or subordinate to the husband.
就像我说刚刚说的一样，那个太太对于先生顺服并不代表说，太太就是比先生来的小，或者是说他是在他之下的。
God has ordained it, and this is what makes a strong marriage.
这是上帝所命定的，然后这种角色的分工也是婚姻健康的一个秘诀。
Now the opposite of submit is to resist.
顺服的相反就是抵抗。
The last thing you want is to be resistant toward each other.
你最不想要发生、最不想看到的事情就是你们两个互相抗拒。
You need to come together.
你们必须要一起相处。
And you need to remember back to the early days.
你要想一想你们当初在约会的时候是什么样的状况。
Point number two, raising our children.
第二点是抚养我们的小孩。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, 5 through 9.
我们来看看民数记第六章五到九节。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
对不起，是《生命记》，不是《民数记》。《民数记》第六章，五到九节。《民数记》第六章五到九节。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Father's scripture is very clear.
这段经文讲得非常清楚。
We need to stand up and we need to practice leadership in our home.
我们必须能够勇于站起来，来承担我们在家中所扮演的领导者的角色。
We need to be teaching our children with intensity and with passion.
我们要用足够的强度，还有足够的热情来管教我们的小孩。
With diligence and with purpose.
当然，我们也需要有非常持续不断，然后还要在管教小孩的时候也需要有一个目的。
You need to be teaching your children when you sit at home and when you get up.
你需要你在家里的时候要管教你的小孩，当你起来的时候也要管教你的小孩。
What are these verses trying to say to us?
这些经文到底要跟我们讲什么呢？
They're saying all the time you should be teaching your children.
这些经文就在说，我们随时随地，任何时候都要来管教我们的小孩。
It's not a part-time job.
这不是一个暂时的打工工作。
It's not another person's job.
这也不是别人的工作。
It is your job to do this.
这是你的工作。
Is it hard to do?
很难吗？
Absolutely.
没错，确实很难。
I struggle with it.
我自己也很挣扎。
And I'm sure you do too.
我相信你们也是。
What are some practical ways if you have children at home, maybe children or teens, what's a good way to practice this?
那管教小孩的很实际的做法，好的方法到底是什么呢？如果你有小孩或者是青少年的小孩，那怎么样才能够是最好最实际的管教方式呢？
I believe one of the best ways to practice it is at night opening up the Bible or some book about the Bible and teaching it to your children.
我相信最好的方式呢，就是你把圣经打开，然后开始用圣经的话语来教导你的小孩。
And praying together.
然后一起祷告。
Now sometimes we try to do this every day. Some days it doesn't work out.
我们试着这样做，可是有时候并不一定能够奏效。
And some days we just have pillow fights.
Pillow fights. 有时候我们可能会甚至就是父子会吵起架来。
But the important thing is, dads, is that your kids will see Jesus in you or not in you.
但是重点是透过你的管教或者是没有管教，小孩子会看见你耶稣在你身上或者是不在你身上。
And the power that a father has in the home is so big and so great.
父亲在我们家中所的角色的权力是如此的大。
But many times we leave the spiritual things to the mom.
但是呢，我们常常会把那个属灵生活的事情、属灵生命的事情，就是丢给妈妈去做。
And God and your wife are waiting for you to take the lead in this area.
但是呢，那个上帝还有你的太太，他们都在等你在孩子的属灵生命上面担当起领导者的角色。
And the benefits are phenomenal. The benefits of teaching your children about the Lord are great.
所以呢，就是按照上帝的话语来教小孩是最好的。
I want to talk a little bit about the absence of the father in the home.
我要来谈谈父亲缺席所带来的影响。
Now in today's environment, our jobs are very demanding.
在今天的环境中，我们的工作真的是很不容易。
And prioritizing our time is very difficult.
要把时间按照顺序排出来是一件非常困难的事情。
Matter of fact, if you go to the bookstore, there are so many books about time management.
事实上呢，如果你去到书店的话，你就会看到有很多关于时间管理的书。
And the reality is, we have to choose what's the most important thing in our life as fathers.
所以实际上呢，我们必须要想想我们父亲的角色在什么，在我们生命中什么事情是最重要的。
We might want to do 10 things, but in reality, can only do 2 or 3.
我们也许会很想做十件事，可是在事实上，现实上我们可能只能做到两三件事情。
Your children need you.
你的小孩需要你。
There's various studies that were conducted by Yale and John Hopkins University.
有一些研究由耶鲁大学还有约翰霍普金斯大学所执行的研究。
And it talked about the absence of a father and the strong factor connected with poverty and also juvenile delinquency.
有这些研究呢是关于父亲缺席还有贫困在青少年偏差行为中所扮演的角色。
This study was done over 48 cultures all over the world.
这些研究呢是在全世界48个不同的国家中举行的。
And the crime rates were the highest among adult children who were raised solely by their mothers.
然后这些研究显示呢那些犯罪率最高的成人他们在孩童的时候其实是由只有由母亲抚养长大独立抚养长大的。
Now, for some, that's how it is. They don't marry, maybe they were divorced or they've lost their husbands, and that's how it is, and they're doing their best to raise their children up in the Lord.
这些单亲妈妈可能就是没有办法，就是他们很尽力了，但是他们可能就是离婚了，或者是因为一些原因，他们必须要自己抚养小孩。
But here's a study of 39 teenage girls. They suffered from anorexia, nervosa, and other diseases.
然后有另外研究是关于有39个青少女他们是因为厌食症而苦。
One of the common denominators was a lack of closeness with their fathers.
然后发现说这些有厌食症的青少女他们有一个共同的状况就是没有跟他们父亲非常的疏离。
An emotionally or physically absent father contributes to a child's low motivation for achievement.
一个在包括在情绪上跟在身体上很疏离的父亲，可能会导致小孩的很低的成就动机。
Contributes to low self-esteem.
也可能导致小孩的很低的自尊。
And the susceptibility to group influence and juvenile delinquency.
会导致小孩很容易受到团体的影响，并且容易产生青少年的偏差行为。
The statistics are clear that fathers need to be present in their children's life.
所以这些统计数据都非常清楚地显示，父亲必须要在小孩子的生命当中扮演一个重要的角色。
And again, I'm not just talking about biological fathers, but any father that fathers their child or teaches or instructs or helps or mentors.
我要再次强调，我谈的不是只是生物意义上面的父亲，我讲的也包括那些为人师或者是有辅导教导一些青少年、一些小孩或者是一些学生的这样子的弟兄。
You might say, Pastor, that is too much. I can't handle all that responsibility.
你可能会抗议说，牧师啊，这实在太多，我没有办法一个人来承担所有的责任。
Is there any such thing as a perfect father?
到底这个世界上有没有一个所谓的完美父亲这件事情呢？
There is the heavenly father.
有的就是我们的天父。
And he is the perfect one for us dads to look to for help and strength.
我们的天父是一个完美的一个模式一个典范，让所有的父亲都可以来学习。
Many passages of scripture throughout the Bible speak of God's love for His children.
圣经中有很多关于上帝对他孩子的爱的经文。
1 John 4:19 says, "We love because God first loved us."
约翰前书一章四章十九节说。
In Romans 5:8.
Wait, sorry.、
Oh.
对不起，所以那照神旨意受苦的人，First John, okay, I'm sorry.
First John, yeah.
没关系。约翰一书四章十九节说，我们爱神是因为神先爱了我们。
Romans 5:8 says, but God showed his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us while we were still sinners.
那在罗马书八章五节，说到
5:8。
哦，5:8。那哦 ，OK， 对不起，这边讲稿跟原来不太一样。但是神他对我们的爱是用这样子的方式来显示，就是基督在我们还是罪人的时候就为我们而死。
Sorry, there was a typo on my paper, and she got the old one.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. See, God did not wait to give his love to us. He gave it to us first.
神并没有等我们去爱他，他先爱我们。
And he demonstrated it and showed it to us without holding back anything.
那神他表达爱的方式呢，就是他对我们，他不会把任何的好东西都藏起来不给我们。
We as fathers did not have to measure up to our heavenly Father.
我们这些做父亲的不需要跟天父来相比。
But sometimes we put measurements on our love for our children to measure up to give them love.
但是呢，有时候我们会用一些标准来要求我们的小孩，希望他们在达到这些标准之后，我们才能够爱他们。
We put conditions on our love.
我们的爱其实是有条件的。
And I know it's easy to do that.
我知道，要这样做是很简单的。
And we have to be careful and remember that our heavenly Father loves us.
但是我们要很小心，并且要记得我们的天父爱我们。
Romans chapter 8 verses 38-39 says, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth. Not anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38-39.
Okay, 罗马书八章38到。OK， 因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
That's very comforting to know that we have a Father that won't separate His love from us for the things that we do.
我们知道说，我们的天父不会因为任何我们所做的事情就把自己来跟我们隔绝，这是一件非常令人安慰的事情。
That nothing in this world can separate us from God's love.
不止就是这个世界不能够把我们跟神的爱隔绝。
Now I hope you want to be a father that wants to encourage your children.
我知道父亲要鼓励自己的小孩。
And I want to state some Bible that about where God encourages very famous people in the Bible.
我要跟大家来看，我们要跟大家分享一些经文是，上帝他用不同的方式来鼓励不同的人。
He encouraged Moses at the burning bush when he told him to deliver the nation from Israel.
他在焚烧的荆棘中鼓励摩西，那个时候他要摩西去，带领以色列人出埃及。
He encouraged Gideon by calling him a mighty warrior.
他用他鼓励基甸的方式是称他为一个大能的勇士。
He encouraged Joshua as Joshua set out to conquer the promised land.
当约书亚要去占领应许之地的时候，上帝鼓励约书亚。
God encouraged Jeremiah as he chose him to be his prophet.
当上帝选择耶利米做他的先知的时候，他也鼓励他。
And God encouraged these men with his words, with his presence.And with his assistance.
那神是用他的话语、他的同在，还有他的帮助来鼓励这些人。
Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you forever as you go.
约书亚记一章九节，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
God wants to encourage us fathers.
神要鼓励我们这些做父亲的。
He wants to encourage us men.
他要鼓励我们这些男士们。
But we need to go to him.
但是我们要到神那里去。
God is good and he's a loving father.
神是好的、良善的，他是一个慈爱的父亲。
He's a perfect father.
他也是一个完美的父亲。
And his intentions are not evil, they're only for our good.
他做任何事情的动机都是好的，从来没有是不好的。
And he disciplines his children.
他管教他的孩子。
He doesn't discipline because of his goodness. He does discipline because of his goodness.
他管教我们，因为他爱我们。
Because of his love, he disciplines his children.
因为他爱我们，所以他管教他的孩子。
And even if you're old, you're still God's child.
就算你很老了，你也还是上帝的小孩。
Deuteronomy 8:5 says, "Know that in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you."
看一下那个《申命记》五章，八章五节，对不起，《申命记》八章五节。你当心里思想耶和华你的神管教你，好像人管我儿管教儿子一样。
Proverbs 3:12 says, "The Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son delights in."
箴言书三章十二节说。因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
The man who disciplines his children is reflecting the character of God and who he is.
I'm sorry.
A man who disciplines his children is reflecting God's character.
一个会管教孩子的一个父亲，他显示的是上帝的属性。
Disciplining is not easy.
管教并不是一件容易的事。
And there's no good time for it.
那也没有所谓最好的时机来管教。
I remember the time when we went out to Maryland and I had three children at the time.
我记得我们有一次去马里兰州旅行，那时候我们有三个孩子。
And my oldest three were very young. I think they were about 1 or 2 years old.
那时候我那三个孩子呢都还很小，可能大概只有一两岁。
And they were all screaming at the top of their lungs at the same time.
然后呢，那三个小孩会同时就是尖叫起来。
And I know it wasn't a time to discipline.
我知道那不是一个管教的最好时机。
But I laughed.
但是我就笑了。
Because the stress was so high, the only thing you could do is either laugh or cry.
因为他们叫的声音那么尖那么高，所以我能够做的唯一的事情就是笑。
But I thank God that He's enabled me to discipline in the times that I need to do it.
但是我感谢神，他给我能力，让我在需要管教我孩子的时候能够管教他们。
I can remember sometimes that I would have tears in my eyes as I knew that I had to discipline my child.
有时候呢，我还记得，就是有些时候我一边眼睛含着泪，一边想着到底要如何管教我的小孩。
It's not easy.
那真的是很不容易。
But we need to do it because the Lord does it with us, and He gives us the power to be leaders in our home, and He wants us to have a part in changing the character of our children.
但是呢，我们必须要管教我们小孩，因为神他给我们的在家庭中扮演领导者的角色这样子的责任，而且我们也必须来管教我们的小孩。
Point number three.
第三点。
Living a godly life.And leading in our churches.
过一个圣洁的生活，并且在我们教会中扮演领导者的角色。
We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and I make it a slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
哥林多前书九章二十四节，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡较力争胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Man, we need to look at raising our families, our marriages, our relationship with God as running a race.
各位男士，我们要把那个供养我们的家庭、管教我们的小孩这件事情当成是在赛跑一样。
A man that prepares for a race conditions himself.
当人在赛跑的在准备赛跑的时候，他们会训练自己。
And again, there's so many things in our life, and we have to choose what we're going to do in this life, and what we're going to be the most important, what we're going to choose to be the most important thing in our lives.
在我们人生中有那么多事情，我们必须要去选择什么事情是最重要的，是我们必须要优先处理的。
Men, we need to seek a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
男士们，我们要跟上帝我们要寻求跟上帝一个亲密的关系。
If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, abiding in you.
基督徒们有圣灵住在你们里面。
You have the power to become an incredible father.
你有那个能力可以让你成为一个非常了不起的父亲。
We also need to seek out other fathers that can help us along. Maybe we have young children and we don't even know how to raise up children. There's fathers in this church that would love to help.
我们也需要跟其他的父亲建立关系，因为也许你不知道要怎么样抚养你的小孩，管教你的小孩，可是其他父亲可能知道，所以你也要跟他们去建立一个好的关系。
We need to seek out mentors in our life.
我们要去寻找我们生命中的导师。
Godly mentors.
我们要找的是那种圣洁的，能够是合乎上帝心意的导师。
I've been blessed to have some godly men in my life, and they have helped me along this journey, this road.
我很幸运，因为我在生命中有一些很属灵的弟兄来帮助我走这段天路。
And I have a long way to go yet.
当然，我还有很长的一段路要走。
And I still constantly seek out counsel from other godly men.
但是呢，我仍然就是很固定的从其他属灵的弟兄身上去寻求上帝的旨意。
Man, we need to have strong marriages.
我们各位弟兄，我们需要有很好、很强壮的婚姻。
We need to raise our children up in the Lord.
我们必须要把我们的小孩抚养成像上帝一样的人。
We need to live godly lives.
我们必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
And we need to roll up our sleeves and we need to help with the body of Christ.
我们也要卷起袖子来帮助其他的肢体弟兄姐妹。
I know if we were all serving and we were all helping,that the burden becomes very light and it becomes very easy when everybody is helping.
我知道我们大家都在服侍，都有一些服侍要做，但是如果我们能够一起来的话，那个服侍的重担就会变得很轻。
Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
约书亚记一章九节说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And I have a movie clip just to wake you up again.
那我现在有一段影片要让大家再醒一次。
It's a serious one.
但是这个是比较严肃的。
But I want you to listen to the words.
但是我要大家来听听 那个影片中讲的话。
And we do have the Chinese subtitles on the bottom.
我们有中文字幕。
And then we'll close. Someone could turn the lights down too.
As a law enforcement officer, I've seen firsthand the deep hurt and devastation that fatherlessness brings in a child's life. Our prisons are full of men and women who have lived recklessly after being abandoned by their fathers, wounded by the men who should have loved them the most. Many of these children now follow the same pattern of irresponsibility that their fathers did. While so many mothers have sacrificed to help their children survive, they were never intended to carry the weight alone. We thank God for them. But research is proving that a child also desperately needs a daddy. There's no way around this fact. As you know, earlier this year, my family endured the tragic loss of our 9-year-old daughter, Emily. Her death forced me to realize that not only had I not taken advantage of the priceless time I had with her, but that I did not truly understand how crucial my role was as a father to her and our son Dylan. Since her passing, I've asked God to show me through His Word how to be the father that I need to be. I now believe that God desires for every father to courageously step up and do whatever it takes to be involved in the lives of his children. But more than just being there, providing for them, he's to walk with them through their young lives and be a visual representation of the character of God, their Father in heaven. The father should love his children and seek to win their hearts. He should protect them, discipline them, and teach them about God. He should model how to walk with integrity and treat others with respect. And should call out his children to become responsible men and women who live their lives for what matters in eternity. Some men will hear this and mock it or ignore it. But I tell you that as a father, you are accountable to God for the position of influence he has given you. You can't fall asleep at the wheel, only to wake up one day and realize that your job or your hobbies have no eternal value, but the souls of your children do. Some men will hear this and agree with it, but have no resolve to live it out. Instead, they will live for themselves and waste the opportunity to leave a godly legacy for the next generation. But there are some men who, regardless of the mistakes we've made in the past, regardless of what our fathers did not do for us, will give the strength of our arms and the rest of our days to loving God with all that we are and to teach our children to do the same. And whenever possible, to love and mentor others who have no father in their lives, but who desperately need help and direction. And we are inviting any man whose heart is willing and courageous to join us in this resolution. In my home, the decision has already been made. You don't have to ask who will guide my family, because by God's grace, I will. You don't have to ask who will teach my son to follow Christ, because I will. Who will accept the responsibility of providing and protecting my family? I will. Who will ask God to break the chain of destructive patterns in my family's history? I will. Who will pray for and bless my children to boldly pursue whatever God calls them to do? I am their father. I will. I accept this responsibility, and it is my privilege to embrace it. I want the favor of God and His blessing on my home. Any good man does. So where are you, men of courage? Where are you, fathers who fear the Lord? It's time to rise up and answer the call that God has given to you, and to say, I will. I will. I will.
Thank you.
I want to close in prayer.
来做结束祷告.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for fathers.
亲爱的天父, 我们为父亲来感谢你。
It's a huge blessing, But it is also a huge responsibility.
父亲是一个很大的祝福，但同时也是一个很大的责任。
But I pray that you help the fathers here today.
我来祷告，我们求你来帮助在场的所有父亲。
Maybe many fathers here didn't have a father role model.
也许在这边有很多父亲，他们在小时候是没有一个父亲的角色可以学习。
I pray that all of us would look to you as the role model.
我祷告，我求你这些小时候没有一个模范可以学习的父亲，现在可以用你来做模范。
I know some fathers here today feel convicted that they haven't been the father that they need to be.
我也知道在场有很多父亲，他们可能相信自己并不是一个自己所期待的一个理想的父亲。
Maybe it's complacency, maybe it's laziness.
也许是一些问题，比方说是懒惰或是其他的问题。
Maybe it's spiritual guidance.
也许是属灵的引导。
Maybe it's cultural.
也许是文化。
But we need to all answer the call that we will be the fathers that God wants us to be.
我们求你来回应我们的祷告，让每个父亲都成为你要我们成为的父亲。
But I pray that you challenge us and you make us the fathers that you want us to be. Help us to seek you in Jesus' name. Amen.